Welcome to Raising Your Spirits Tuning Fork Meditation. Our hope is to help you make positive changes to your life with these podcasts by providing you with light that you can hear. These stress-reducing segments do not alter or shift your energies, but help you release outdated thoughts and beliefs from your past to help you feel lighter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Now, the crown chakra is an energy center on top of our heads. It's not really a chakra, it's more like a portal. And we gave the analogy of a skylight, where light is coming through in a skylight. By envisioning yourself inside of your head, go to your top of your head and you see this skylight. We're going to actually remove the window. When this light is wide open, it'll give you insights on how to manage your physical apparatus. Because they gave it to you. Does anybody remember the one movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark, with Indiana Jones? There's this one part where Harrison Ford is in a cave. He had a rope to come down, and he's in this cave. And there's a hole in the ceiling. And at one point, he puts a stick in the cement and he puts a crystal on top of this. And he waits for the sun to come in through the opening. And when it hits the crystal, it shows him where the ark is buried or where it's hidden. Do you remember that scene? So in this analogy, in this sort of space, I want you to look at it that way, that you've taken the window off of your crown chakra. When you take that out and the light comes in, that crystal is your pineal gland. That's the gland in the middle of your brain. And when it hits that, then it shoots light throughout all areas of your body. The piece of paper that you've written your hardship on, I'm going to give you this visual. I want you to put it on the wall of where your third eye would be if you were inside your head. In other words, if you're going up to get this skylight and you put the crystal, this staff, in the middle, and you're going to put the piece of paper that you've written your hardship on the wall, on the inside wall facing in, of where your third eye would be if you were inside your head. Is that clear? When the light comes in, it'll hit the crystal. I want you to face that crystal so this light will hit your poster on the wall. And then from there, what are you getting? And they'll tell you a little story of what's going on about that hardship and saying, now what do I do? So when that light beam hits your poster, I just want you to look at it and tell me what it turns into. Tell me what you would, the first impression you get energetically about this challenge that you're going through humanly. You're looking for a way. What is your next step or a way out or a vision? Anything. You might feel something go down your spine. Your hairs might go on end. You just might get pictures. You might hear something. All of us will have a different way that it's being communicated depending on the type of person you are. But now you have a technique where you could find a way to get through. The challenges that you're going through right now, all of it is temporary. Get yourself comfortable. Take a nice deep breath. Start to relax. Okay, we're going to set an intention. May the power of this tuning give the souls that have connected to us a higher vibration, and may they be set up and orchestrated so that a new level of insight will be shown to them of what's going on this earth. We are going through our own challenges in our own way, and let these hardships strengthen us, make us stronger, because it is not the calm seas that make a good sailor. It is our ability to go through any situation with poise, calm and a level of understanding that whatever is happening right now is temporary. And always more powerful energies can come in. And let those guide us. If you have to sneeze or cough or clear your throat, don't hold back. We'll see you in about 20 minutes.
Slowly come out of the place that you're in. Before you go, I want you to reinstall your skylight. It was removed to bring in an optimal energy of light. Now that your windows are clean, they can be placed back in safely with the same amount of light as if there's nothing there. Once it's reinstalled, take a look at your poster on your third eye in the wall. Does it look fuzzy? Has the words changed? Is the paper a different color? What is it about this concern before that might have changed? You feel different after that. That energy that the light touched, I want you to go over to this wall, take it off the wall and bring it back with you as we slowly bring you back into the room. Place it in your hand. And a couple of more breaths. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes.
Thank you for listening, and hope to see you again tomorrow for another meditation to keep your energy and your vibration high. So until next time, namaste.